You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The Etz Hadad was called Etz Hadad. Why? Why is this name was given to Etz Hadad? What does it mean, Etz Hadad? Tree of knowledge. Is that what it means? So if you eat from a tree of knowledge, you become better or worse? What are you thinking? Better? Yeah. So when they ate it, they became better or worse? So now let's see. Do you know what the flavor the Etz Hadad had? What was the flavor? What type of fruit was it? The Rambam brings this etrog. Grapes. What else?
Grapes. Some people they say
it's wheat. Wheat, apple. Grapes, and?
Apple.
No, apple is for goyim, no. No, there's no apple.
Fig.
Fig, very nice, fig. So now, it's a dad. The flavors are in the name. Dalet is for Dagan, Ain for Anabim, and Taf is for Teina. So, John? Wheat. Wheat. So in case you forget, so that the name represents the flavors. Da'at is Dagan, Anabim, and Teina. So that's what it's called, Etz Hadad. So now when the committee had, so Hashem came to Adam and says, how come you ate from the Etz Hadad? What did he say?
Why did you eat the wheat and the...
No, what was the response of Adam? Said,
Adam
what did he say?
The wife that you made for me.
How could he say such a thing? Is he blaming God and his wife? I'm sorry? Okay. He's blaming Hashem or his wife? But how would he say such a thing?
Because he has knowledge.
I know, but Adam HaRishon, when Hashem is questioning him, you know, I commanded you to not eat from the Etz Hadad. So now he says, the wife he gave me, he gave me from the tree. Well, Chaim HaKadosh explains that not Chas V'Shalom, he was blaming Hashem. He was trying to say, before this, did he know Adam HaRishon is eating from Etz Hadad? He knew?
Uh-huh.
He knew?
Yeah.
Yes?
If he knew he would eat it, you think he would eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, the temptation that the wife did was
after he ate, he knew.
I'm sorry?
After he ate, he found out.
Well, when she gave him, he didn't know?
Uh-huh. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
How do you know? What did he know? You? I think he knew because he did not know.
No, it's hard to imagine that if he knew, he would eat from it. Here it says that Adam told Hashem, "Haisha she natata imade hi natenali min haetz vaochel." It says that min haetz, that from the tree he gave me. It doesn't mention like which tree it is. He didn't say. So Chaim HaKadosh explains that Adam didn't know. He knows this is the fruit of Etz Hadad. So now here, Adam is telling Hashem, if you created my wife, is she reliable or not?
She's not because she's tree. for Adam, she was reliable. That's why he took the fruit and ate it.
What extent you say is reliable?
The product of Hashem. The product of Hashem. If Hashem created the...
She was reliable, but that doesn't mean that you should listen to your wife instead of your husband, instead of the Rosh Hashanah.
Why not? If you don't listen to her, that means you don't trust Hashem. Now, did you hear me?
Yes.
So if you don't listen to her, so that means you don't trust Hashem. So that means whoever that you created is not reliable. So Adam is saying, what do you expect? If you created my wife, so I have to trust her because I trust you. So that means whatever you created, she is 100%. Right?
Follow? Yes, but why Hashem punished Adam?
So he was supposed to exempt him? No, wait, you're going step by step now.
You're going around the bush.
What's that?
You went around the bush. Because why? Hashem told him not to eat. He cannot come and say, oh, but I trust the wife you gave me. Because
no, but just explain. First of all, he didn't know this is Etz Adam. He didn't know. He didn't know.
But he asked him?
I'm sorry?
No,
when your wife tells you something, you don't ask. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Yes.
Huh?
You should ask.
No.
Asking becomes
an argument. Nicely.
I know why you don't trust your wife. Ask especially you the wife. Ask. No, especially the wife that Hashem created.
Ask her so she doesn't know that you ask.
Here, the point that Rahim Maradush brings, here he says, Haisha Asher Natata Imadi. So that means, Adam HaRishon says, the reason that I ate from whatever that I thought I should eat, because I trust you, because you created my wife. So that means, if you created my wife, she's not going to trick me, Chas V'Shalom. It's not going to be such a thing. And here, Adam HaRishon actually has such an emunat Ribono Shel Olam.
In that case, why Hashem punished him then?
We'll see now. But here, Rahim HaKadosh so far explains that the reason that she listened to his wife, as we see is stated here, when he mentions that Isha Hashem Natata Imadi, so that means I trusted you because my wife was created by you. So that means she's 100%. She's not going to do something wrong. So that's why I hear from him.
What is this called, Imadi?
Sorry?
Imadi. Wait. What does that mean, Imadi?
It means she was part of me. When they were created, they were attached to each other. They created at the same time they created me. It's not a different entity. I was created.
The wife and he is the same.
Yeah. She was created at the same time that I was created.
So he says to Hashem that whatever the wife is himself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But again. Sorry?
How can you compare?
No, it goes without saying. It's Ishto ke gufo.
Yeah.
It's not complaining. No, it's not complaining. It's actually praising the Ribono Shel Olam.
Yeah.
So now the second round, Bezat Hashem, we'll do later on, see what happened, he ate from it.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.